Hello and welcome to another edition of the Students Era podcast. My name is Jacob, and today on our edition of the podcast, we have Kate. Kate, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Jacob. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. Thanks again for your time. Can you start out by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure, no problem. Hi, guys. My name is Kate, and I'm actually teaching web media and marketing in Curtin University, Dubai. I've been in it. I'm actually in my final year this year, and that's one of the things that I like to tell people about, like a fun fact about me, because I'm only 18 and I'm already graduating, and I feel proud about that. Another thing would be that I've already done a lot of internships, and I also do a lot of freelancing on the side. I do art commissions. I go for web. I go for photography, freelancing, and other stuff. So that's a little about me.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations on being on the horizon of your graduation. Can you tell us a little bit about how were you able to two-part question. How were you able to advance through university so quickly? And also, how was the adjustment just taking classes with older students?
Okay. I was able to advance this quickly in university was I used to study in the Philippines. I finished up to 10th grade. And when I moved back here last 2017, I took the foundation course in Murdoch. So I took a 3 months, the course there. And then I completed the foundation program in Curtin. So with that total of nine months of foundation course, I was able to catch up with my, instead of taking 11, 12, and maybe 13, I skipped all that. And I just did the foundation course. And now I was able to start my bachelor's in 2018. So that's one of it.
Okay.
Could you repeat the other question?
Yeah. Just about how were you able to maneuver? I'm assuming you were going into Curtin at 16. And
yeah.
Majority, or I would assume that the majority of your classmates were a bit older. How were you able to manage and mesh into university life, just being a lot younger than your peers?
Okay. I think for me, I didn't really struggle with fitting in or adjusting to the new environment, because I was always, as the eldest in the family, I grew up with a lot of responsibility, a lot of pressure on me. So with that, I was already used to being around the adults, being around people that are much older than me. A lot of my peers actually say that although I am just like 16 or 18 and I already think like a 60-year-old, I find that quite funny. But yeah, with that kind of environment that I already got used to before, it helped me because I didn't feel any pressure. I didn't struggle in adjusting. So yeah.
Right. Well, you spoke a little bit about your family, and obviously you have some entrepreneurial pursuits that you're focused on building in your future. Was there anyone in your family, in your immediate family or friends, that kind of inspired you to want to start picking up freelance photography or graphic design or stuff like that?
My uncle, actually, and my mom. Ever since before, I noticed that they took passion in photography and videography. I used to watch my uncle manipulate retouch photos. And I always found that really amazing to look at, how these pictures of people getting married, like they are responsible of taking those photos, those memories. And I wanted to take part of that as well. Way to enter the industry. So yeah.
Right. And just how accessible it is nowadays. It's
yes.
It's one of those industries where it's just like the barriers aren't as high as before. Do you remember your first gig?
Yeah, my first gig. It was with a friend, Stephanie. We were classmates in foundation in Murdoch, and we were always in photo walks together. And our first solo gig together was that it was a it was an event for a church. It was their encantata. It was called encantata. Basically, it was like a choir thing of caroling because it was around Christmas time. So we were there for, I think, good 2 hours, three. It was like a live session. We were the ones filming in charge of the live. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's good. And especially when you can tie it. I'm sorry?
I think it was 16 back then.
Okay. Yeah. So it's very early. Yeah. So that ties into more of the maturity at such a young age. Now, did your interest in graphic design come after your interest in photography, or did they kind of coincide with each other?
No, it came way earlier. I actually started graphic designing at 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've always been, because ever since I got my MacBook, I was able to get my hands with Adobe Photoshop and all those other things. I think that was when they introduced Photoshop to us in school. And ever since then, I saw that I liked it. I was really into it. So I've been graphic designing for, I guess, 6 years now, if that's the case.
Okay, great. Where do you, is there a place that you keep some of your work at? Where could someone find some of your future work at?
I normally post my artworks on Instagram. Yeah, Instagram mostly.
Okay.
But I do plan to create a portfolio as well. I have a lot of like mini websites, but they were just for projects. But yeah, mostly Instagram.
Beautiful, that's awesome. So as far as like working, you said that to be 18, you've had a couple of different internships and work experience. Can you just walk us through like what was your first internship, or maybe you could just tell us about your first internship and the interview process. How did you go about getting your first internship?
Ah, okay. My first internship, I got it through Curtin because we had a good careers department by that time. It was with Miss Olivia. She was the one who got contacts from Bruce Clay Middle East. So Bruce Clay Middle East is actually a marketing agency, and their office is still in TCOM. And it was my first internship, so I took it even without the pay, because like most internships are like that. But for the rest, I had. For there, I was supposed to be a videography intern. That was what I applied for. But when they saw that I had more potential in other fields, such as graphic designing and also content writing, I became in charge of that, because Maurice Clay was basically hired by Max's restaurant, the chicken restaurant, the Filipino one. So okay. I became in charge of the social media content and the community management for that. So I was always on, sort of like checking every 2 hours on what people would be messaging in the Facebook page, and I would respond to them. Basically, it was like customer service, and then I was also making graphic artworks for them, making the captions and all that. It was a good internship. Because for a first, it already immersed me into all these other forms of digital marketing. And it was a good way to introduce me into that digital marketing industry, because as even for a first. So yeah, I'm really thankful for that.
Absolutely. And how long were you there for?
3 months.
Okay, for sure. Was there one particular way, like one particular lesson that you learned, a way to summarize your time there?
I guess it's to always open up yourself to other forms of other passions. Like, you may be good at one thing, but if you don't try the other things, maybe you won't know what other things you're capable of. So it's like, just be open. Introduce yourself into a lot of hobbies. Maybe you don't know, you may excel in it and you may make profit out of it. So yeah, go all out.
Absolutely. No, that's great advice. It's great advice. So then afterwards, you've had a couple more internships. So what other ones, what was the one that followed that?
After that, I actually interned with DTEC. I was there for a research with Mr. Hans. DTEC is actually an entrepreneurial center. And I worked there for a month as a summer job. I reported directly to Mr. Han, who is like the vice president of that department of the SOA. And I was in charge of doing research work for him. So that was really out of my field of like my interests, because research is research. If you're not really into research, people would actually die or find it really boring. But that one was quite interesting because it introduced me as well to the technological industry. There were a lot of things that I had to learn. It was fairly a really new industry to me. And I thought it was good for me as well, because technology today, it keeps advancing. And if you're not aware of what's going on around you, I think that's just a way to fall back. So even though I am updated with the media industry, I also have to be aware of what's going on outside that industry alone. And to be able to research about the other things, such as technology, the other markets of it, and all these other startups involved in that small space, it really helped me widen up or make myself open. Because, yeah, it's good information.
Right. Absolutely. Everything has its value in some way. That's fantastic. And then afterwards, I mean, you could just continue. Like, what was the internship afterwards? More closer to something that you wanted to do or you're passionate about?
I think after that, I've always been more focused in finding jobs related to my course, because I really wanted to be able to strengthen myself in the field work and to build up my portfolio. So I worked more with as a marketing intern. I also, so basically it was either me becoming the graphic designer, the content writer, the videographer, or the social media manager, the one who manages it. I think I've done that for most, even student era. I also took part in that. I was glad to be able to help for a bit. And I remember also working the same way with Hunter Foods and Transnational Academic Group. And I think aside from that, it was mostly the same. But I remember working with MindLoops as well. That one was really different compared to the marketing work that I was used to. I was more focused in video editing. And not only did I learn, or like, not only was I interning there for just the money or the training, like, I was mainly there for training, because my boss there, Daniel, he was really keen into teaching me as to how it is when it comes, like, you know, what important things it is are to be noted when it comes to video editing. And it was really helpful for me because I was just getting started with video editing, because I'm mostly into graphic designing. Yeah, aside from that, it was mostly just marketing, and then production. So it was a bit more in production. So yeah.
Right. Well, with having such like a wide variety of skills, like, I think some people get frustrated over the learning curve with certain things, like what you do with photography, videography, whether it be social media management, graphic design, or anything. Is there any, which, in your opinion, what, which of your passions do you feel like has the, is maybe the easiest, one of the easiest to learn? And like, how would you give in advice to someone that wants to start something like that? And how do they overcome the frustration of, you know, when you first start something?
Yeah. I guess for me, since I did graphic designing first, if you are interested into getting into that kind of the media industry, I feel like it would be good to introduce yourself with graphic designing. Although most people would advise them that it's good to start first with production, such as photography and videography, because you're getting to know about the actual making of the photos, taking them, compiling videos and all that. But if you want something that's more accessible, that's more inside your own room, that more personally connected to you, just you alone, and just you're just pouring out your art expression, I think that it would be good to go for to go for graphic designing first. Because for me, I was just in my room, or like, I don't know when I was, how old was I? Back in 2014. And it was just me and Adobe Photoshop and my laptop. So if you want to just try something, I feel like graphic designing would be good if you are into graphic designing. Because I think by that, it's if you've learned to like something such as that, you would also want to be able to learn how to take photos, because you want to be able to picture things or like to capture certain graphics that other people cannot just produce for you. So with that kind of, when you start with graphic designing, although it's like kind of a backwards thing because it's normally photography first and then graphic designing, but with graphic designing you would learn the importance of production, of learning the production skills. So it's a good way to flow, because like if you're not into production and then you don't know if you're into graphic designing, so maybe graphic designing is a good way to introduce you into learning or mastering your patience with that kind of skill and that kind of industry, because it really takes a lot of patience and a lot of practice like most others. Yeah,
of course. And finding your own artistic touch is tough too. How's that journey been about finding ways to, like, do you feel like your work is at the point where it's finding your style? How's that journey been? Who inspired you, or who inspires you currently, or what type of messages do you like to get across to your audience?
For now, I've been focused on mastering, practicing more with my style, because I've only discovered it, I think, recently, last year. I always was like copying more a lot of other people. Such, there were a lot of artists actually that I really wanted to follow, such as Janice Sum. She's in Instagram. She's a illustrator, and I really like her minimalistic style, but it's also like sort of realistic, but not too realistic. They're not like, it's not hyper realism, but it's still a bit realistic when it comes to like when you see her artworks. She's one of the artists that mainly inspired me right now, because I'm bad at like doing full body illustrations, but with the way her style is, it's focused more on the actual skin and the negative space, and just going crazy but not too crazy with the details and the texture. So it doesn't really help if you don't see her artwork, but yeah, check out Janice Sung on Instagram, and it's just really pleasing to the eye. It's simple, but it's so elegant, and I want to achieve that kind of style, and that's what I'm basing on right now. But before that, I've always looked at other artists. I wanted to be able to copy the vintage comic art book look. I think you could look at Kurboy, K-U-R-B-O-Y, B-O-I, Kurboy. He has a really good style when it comes to, it's sort of like pop art and those vintage comic books, like Archie, but not too much of the lines. It's more minimalistic as well, but it has a lot of details, but it's not screaming at your face. And he's one of the things, those kind of art styles is what I really like. It's like a guilty pleasure, but like, yeah, it's more challenging compared to the one that I am practicing now, because I don't know, it's just, it takes a lot of practice to be that precise with your lines. So yeah, check him out. He's a Filipino artist, and I really admire him.
Okay, without a doubt. I think you touched on something important. And nowadays, there's just, you know, a saturation of, with things being more accessible, it's great because everyone has access, but even standing out and finding your own voice. But I think you dropped something really important, that the attention to detail, regardless of what medium you're using, it really shows out. So So with graduation on that, I mean, the obvious question is, what do you have planned next? Like, where, what do you see in the immediate future? Where would you like to be at, like, say 25? Looking forward, yeah. What type of things are you trying to move towards?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be able to use my voice, my platform, my art to be politically involved in social ways. Because, like, what's one of the things of being a mass comm student? You realize all these, you open yourself up to the social issues that's present in the world. Like, right now, we have a lot of things going on. 2020 is such a chapter in history books. And, like, right now, we've got the Black Lives Movement going on in America. We've also got the Hong Kong protests. And in the Philippines, we've got the Junk Terror Bill, because not many people know about that. But right now, I am really keen into spreading awareness as much as I can. Because junk, just to inform everyone, junk terror bill, there's actually an anti-terrorism bill that's being passed or approved in the Philippines. And that kind of bill is going to give power to the government, to the police, to the Philippine army, that the power, full power of arresting anyone they can just think of as a terrorist. So even activists, they can be arrested for 12 years imprisonment. And the system in the Philippines is really corrupt. That's not a lie. And for people to give power to the corrupt system, just like how it is going on in America, it's not going to stop. So I want to be able to empower people, to empower these kind of social movements through art, through media, because it's really, that's one of the great things about art. Art is not supposed to be just entertainment. Of course, there's an entertainment part for it, but it's supposed to move you. So there was, I think it was Henry Jenkins, or it was McLuhan. The medium is the message. Yeah, McLuhan. So your art is supposed to reveal the mysteries within the world, to be able to challenge it. And that's what I really appreciate about artists, especially those who use their art to fight against or to talk about these political issues. One of that, Kendrick Lamar, his art, his music, the way he represents, the way he speaks about police brutality, and he voices out the struggles of being an African American. It moves you, and that's one of the. Although he is a musician, he's also one of the people that inspired me to use my art to, for the better, to speak about social issues. And for now, my plan after graduation is that I want to be able to go into film school. If not film school, maybe just go to an art school somewhere, because I'm still pretty young, so I've got time. And
of course,
I want to be able to be more inclined to the media industry, to the film, all that film and other forms of art. Because right now, mine is more focused on marketing. Mine is more focused on digital and web media, which is good. It's a good foundation. But now I want to be able to specialize on something more than just graphic designing, more than just the computer. And I want to be able to connect more with people in ways that I have seen my favorite artists have done and are still doing. So I think that's more on the political. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, it's like, even with, you know, brands and businesses having their own stories and everything, every piece of work or everything, every product has a story behind it. So that's definitely very important and very noble of you to go towards a pursuit like that. Mm-hmm. Very, very unselfish. And thank you for spreading some awareness about some issues going on across the world. Yeah. Just to begin, start wrapping things up. Mm-hmm. Where where do you see the trends? Have you noticed any trends within your medium? Like where, not just where do you see yourself going, but where do you see the art form of like photography and graphic design and videography moving towards the future?
Ah, yes. I feel that it's only going to get more powerful because now with all this, like with all the accessibility, people can just go on their laptops. People can just get a camera, and learn work their way through it. You know, I feel that more people are going to be able to express themselves. They're going to be able to use their medium for empowerment and other things and other purposes. It's only going to get stronger because art has always been there, even before, and with how empowering, with social media, like people say that reposting, retweeting, tweeting about these kind of political issues, it's not going to help, but it actually does. Twitter, protesting on Twitter, it helps. It's as political as people actually, not everyone has the power to join protests. Like, for example, me, I want to be able to protest in the Philippines, but I'm here. So as much as I can, I want to use my platforms, social media platforms, to be able to take part in that. And with that, with your art expression, you can, and how accessible media and how intertwined this whole global participation is already in the world, it's only going to get stronger. And I think I really appreciate and admire that, because as much as there's good as well in the world, there's just a lot of bad going on. So I just want to keep encouraging people to go express themselves as much as they can and improve in it. Work on their art. If they are really passionate for art, go for it. Has that kind of fear of being mediocre, that's going to fall. It's gonna be there, but you shouldn't let it control you. So just dive into it when it comes to art and express yourself as much as you can. Don't be afraid to use your voice.
Right. I think that's very fitting words. Well, thanks again, Kate, for your time. Much appreciated. And we look forward to what you have to offer and share in the future.
I hope so too. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you again.